Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheek, is here. We'll be talking about how her buying things online will be affected if the government approves an internet sales tax, discussion of which seems to have come out of thin air, like so many other things that we are confronted with all of a sudden. We're going to have a bill,
yep.
And then we'll tax it. So we have that.
Here's the line that'll get you to really want to hear this.
Uh-huh.
Handing local governments as much as $11 billion per year in added revenue that they are legally owed, but hasn't been paid to them for years.
Legally owed because there's no tax on internet sales of products. Amazon.com is the best example, but anything. There are all kinds of things that are being sold online. And so is it fair to have a tax on things you buy in the store in the mall, but not to buy the same thing online? 888-302-3684. Roberta will also have our Queen of Cheap report. Jennifer has the television report later on in the hour. Anything other than Kris Jenner and Khloe, what's the big deal?
Right? Oh, we'll talk about the Kardashians. We also have a little, we'll pay tribute to Alan Arbus from MASH. And I have a lovely story for you about Vanilla Ice joining the Amish.
Oh, I saw this. This is awesome.
He's an Amishman now.
Going to be.
I don't even know. Do they have ice, by the way?
Yes, they have ice, baby. Ice. Yeah.
Vanilla Ice. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You'll all be happy to know that 17 of Framingham's finest joined in the hunt for the bad guys in Watertown last week. The report is in. And Framingham, for those of you who don't know, is the town I live in Massachusetts. And there were 10 SWAT members. We have a SWAT team in Framingham. And of the 17, 10 of them were members of the elite SWAT team. I thought the SWATs were for basically big cities. What does a town like Framingham need a SWAT team for? Especially the 10 policemen on a SWAT team? In Framingham?
Well, I'm sure they're used for other things.
It's got to be federally funded.
Of course it's federally funded. That's where all this stuff comes from.
Yeah, but it's not as if it's part of the local...
But you're paying for it, and I'm paying. What difference does it make?
They're paying for it so that they can be a regional SWAT team.
Yeah, but
no, I'm not saying I buy it. I'm just trying to explain to you why there would be a SWAT team based in Framingham. It's for the greater Boston area.
Right. Yeah.
Federally funded. It's not coming out of your local tax dollars.
It is coming out of my pocket.
Out of your federal tax dollars.
Right. So then, to wit, back to the internet sales tax and how that's going to affect Roberta and her ease of in and out on the Amazon.com website, buys everything on Amazon. So there's no sales tax at the moment, but a week from now that could change. How many of you are going to take the time and the trouble to contact your congressman and senator and say you better not vote to pass this tax bill so that everything's sold on the internet? Do you know how that's going to endure? These guys are watering their mouths. They're going to get all the more money that they can screw around with.
Since we're talking about this now, do you know the reason that there are no internet sales taxes is because it's hard for the retailer in the state to be able to collect those taxes? So technically, shoppers are supposed to track their purchases online and pay the taxes owed in their annual tax filings.
Right.
Do you believe that?
Right.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Who knew that?
Page 64,382 of the tax code.
Yeah.
Who knew that?
Yeah. That you are technically supposed to pay your sales tax on your internet purchases.
This country is so
stretched. Let me ask you something. Why do you think that year after year during the holidays that the internet sales of goods grows and increases and does so well? Mm-hmm. How do you think they've built this booming business in this country? Because it wasn't taxed.
Mm-hmm. It's smart.
Now
taxation never builds businesses. It just builds government. That's all it does. So Roberta, what do you think now about all of your pals?
Let's not go there. That's all of them.
Well, we've been paying it in New York for years.
Internet sales tax?
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah,
so how much makes sense?
New York for years.
Yeah, if anybody can get it, New York, California.
Oh, yeah. Would get it, yeah.
Right, Massachusetts would be next.
So
how much do you pay?
New.
How much you paying?
No, you've been paying it since 2008. That's when New York passed their Amazon
tax. It's the normal 8% tax that you pay in New York City, you know, New York State.
How does that work, though?
Amazon charges it to you automatically. When
if
you buy
New
something
York
on
address.
Adam, if you have a New York address,
it's
they
just
charge
Amazon
sales
now.
Tax.
Let's say you go to BestBuy.com. Do you pay that tax, or is it just Amazon?
I don't know. I buy everything from Amazon.
Yeah, I think it's based on your state, isn't it?
Yes, it is based on your state.
Yep.
So I would imagine it's the same with any retailer.
I would imagine so, because it's law in New York State.
Nine other states require Amazon to collect sales tax. How is that fair to Amazon? If Amazon is selling a CD player, an iPhone, and Best Buy is selling an iPhone, how is it fair to Amazon that they are required to collect sales tax and BestBuy.com is not? No, it's not.
So online, Amazon's the only one who's really, there's a suit there.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world aren't they suing?
I can't imagine that Amazon hasn't taken this up.
Takes their competitive edge.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would have thought they were somebody.
That's going to get me to start looking at other sites when I'm looking to purchase from Amazon.
It's all right, Richie. You'll all be paying taxes soon.
Roberto, why are you such a sucker?
Because I'm just convenient.
She's a New Yorker, right?
It's convenient, and, you know, that's it. You know, whatever it is.
Sucker!
Wow.
All right, but you're the queen of cheap.
We pay it all the time.
Wait a minute.
So,
you're the queen of cheap. You're supposed to be looking at ways to save money.
I like to do my civic duty.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, all right. We love that attitude. Let's pay more in taxes so these idiots can waste more. Good
you
for
are
you,
so
Robert.
Civically minded.
Right,
yes,
sure.
Indeed.
All right, let's
indeed
have a rundown of what are we getting in a moment or two from the queen of cheap.
Oh, let's see. We have a coupon from Home Depot to save you lots of bucks. Papa John Pizza. Mother's Day T-shirts. You're going to love the stuff on them. And a free ice cream cone from Carvel.
Free! Mm-hmm. All right, so you got free info coming up. You'll be a smarter shopper if you pay attention to Roberta. All right. Also, today, a lot of people are concerned about the Associated Press being hacked yesterday to the point where the Wall Street clocks went boom, and in the seconds, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went off 170 points or something like that, because supposedly the White House had been attacked. The president was injured. It's like a bad movie script, and of course it was all for naught. Quickly turned around, but still it shows you how these hacks can get in and affect business, business. Yeah, it could have, if it hadn't been straightened out by the end of the day, it could have had a major impact on values on the stock market.
What scared me from this story is the power of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Look what Twitter was able to do to our country
in like 30 seconds.
That's
nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter didn't do anything.
No, but
somebody with a Twitter account or somebody hacked the Associated Press's Twitter account.
Exactly. But what I'm talking about is the power that there's so much attention.
The
power of Twitter and the Home Depot.
Exactly.
Right. There's so much attention on Twitter that, you know, people took this as serious, and it wreaked havoc for a couple of minutes.
All it takes. Adam Shepard is going to be with us in a few minutes. He's had a very experienced life, but the last year has been really glorified in terms of his experience. And I want him to actually tell you the story of his life, what he has done. If you're not familiar with him, how many people know that name? Adam, not Alan. Adam Shepard.
Not familiar with him yet.
He wrote a book, and it was followed by a lot of people. But then he decided to spend a year on $19,000 going around the world, and he did it. And he has great stories to tell. So we'll do that in amongst the Queen of Cheap. Well, actually, the Cheap Report's coming up. The Cheap Report.
The Cheap Report. I like that.
It's coming up in a moment. And then Jennifer with television. But we'll have Adam on in the next half hour as well. We're focused on what's going on in the world, the informative and important stories of the day here on Good Day at 16 after the hour.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voids on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
A new tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
One click away from
one
success.
Click away from
there she
success.
Is,
yes.
A
yes.
queen of cheap
yes.
with the big deals for the day today.
Okay, let's start with your summer vacation. You're going on summer vacation? Well, you're going to need some travel guides, and you can get them free from just about every state and stuff like that. It's a site called Free Travel Guides, so we get the link for you at DougStephan.com.
Great name.
Right, freetravelguides.com. OrthoHeel, these are kind of like a Birkenstock-type sandal. You know, they're supposed to be really good for your feet. Well, 6pm.com has them for up to 65% off, so you can go get some comfy shoes there. Home Depot, how about this? $10 off
$10.
Of your $100 purchase.
$10.
Automatically. So it's a great way to save. That's online. We've got the coupon code for you. And they've got a lot of stuff on sales, and they also have an overstock section. So it's a real good way to save money. Papa John, we got a special coupon for you. 50% off any large pizza. Great day for pizza, I guess, tonight when we have the coupon code for you at DougStephan.com. Tanga has Mother's Day t-shirts with great sayings on them, like, because I said so, and keep calm and ask mom. And they're all under $8. These make great Mother's Day gifts, so order them before you run out of them. And Carvel, 25th of April, that's tomorrow, Thursday, free cone day at Carvel. From 3 to 8 p.m., you receive a free junior soft serve cone. At
free.
Marvell ice cream locations all
free.
Across the U.S. Free ice
free.
Cream. And you'll find all this wonderful
free.
Stuff at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
Roberta also found the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Canadian Space Agency astronaut Chris Hadfield aboard the International Space
awesome.
Station.
Isn't it awesome? Yeah.
Conducting a water experiment suggested by a 10th grader. This is something you got to see.
If you think you know what water does in space, yeah. you don't know what water does in space.
Right.
Right. Check out our video of the day, another service of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Broadcast. This is the first of the representations of talent on The Voice last night. Katia and Mary Miranda of Team Shakira. And their song is Antes de las Seis. What does that mean, Richie? Do you know?
After six, maybe?
All right.
Oh, boy, Rich, you're losing your job as our translator here.
No, I didn't hear what he said.
You know, I'm so put off by this. Was it yesterday or the day before? It had nothing to do with this program. But where were we having the conversation about all the people in the court that
need translators?
When I went to court last
week.
All of the Spanish named people needed translators. Nobody with any other
nationality
needed any kind of translator.
All right, so Shakira cut off Usher's critique to praise her own artist before she chose Mary. So Mary is in, and Katia is out. So next up, Team Adams, Sarah Simmons and Duncan Kamanka sing Wanted You More.
Oh, a first girl and boy one.
Selected Sarah. Let's go to Team Shakira, Brandon Rausch and Shauna singing Piece of My Heart.
Yeah, that's a good song.
There's nothing about any of these that are impressing me.
Oh, wow, listen to her. Gotta go with the girl.
Shauna won.
Yeah.
All right, so that's from The Voice last night. Give that short shrift. 26 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer's going to give us a television report in a few minutes. One of the big stories today is the desire by the folks at the Parents Television Council, one of the most worthless 501c3s that exists in Washington as far as
They're
I'm concerned.
They're protecting your children.
Yes, they are. That's what they want you to believe
what?
That when you send them.
Yeah.
Hey, well, they have set up a new app. and you'll be interested to know how easy it is for you to complain about content to the Federal Communications Commission.
Right.
So if you don't want to waste time entering all kinds of... it's kind of like...
pesky emails. Right. They take too long.
I wonder how they feel about Julius Janichowski, the chairman of the FCC, tweeting support for David Ortiz
for
of the Boston
F-word.
Red Sox after he dropped the F-bomb on television the other day after the Boston rally.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure that everybody knows you can complain. It's just a click away. All you have to do is go to the Parents Television Council website, and you'll see how wonderfully easy it is for you to complain about nothing if you have no life.
That's a fascinating story, though, in that when you have the FCC chairman basically saying, okay, David, you get a pass because it was the Boston bombing that you were using. It's basically taking the F word off of the table.
Yeah.
He basically just gave it a pass and demoted it into the, well, we really would rather you don't say that.
I think it's a horrible word, actually.
It is.
In terms of, I mean, but what does it mean and how is there are some four or five words that just a really just demeaning.
It's just an exclamation.
But all it is
but it's
a
marvelous
word.
Word. It's a marvelous word. Think about it. You could use it as an adjective, as an adverb, as a noun. I mean, it is so versatile. You know, if there were word mascots, that would be the word mascot of New York City.
No doubt.
It's a great word.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Roberta Fasanelli. There she is. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll meet Adam Shepard, who has a great story to tell. Plus, Jennifer will deliver more of the television news 28 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Tip. You know, of the questions I get asked all the time, many of them refer to, Warren, why does my pet do certain things? For example, why does your dog pant? You know, the thousands of sweat glands all over our bodies enable us to cool ourselves down by sweating. In contrast, the dog only possess sufficient sweat glands on their feet. They therefore rely on panting as a means of regulating their body temperature. If your dog begins to overheat, she opens her mouth, extends her tongue, and begins rapid, heavy panting as a cooling mechanism. And why does your dog raise its front paw? You know, every dog in America. It might be chewing, it might be jumping, but every dog knows how to shake hands, and everyone says, good boy, good boy. Generally speaking, when a dog raises its paw, it's not, hi, how you doing, pop? What it means is, I want to dominate. It's a sign of dominant behavior. In the wild, when wolves approach each other, the more dominant wolf will take its paw and throw it over the back of the other one. And one of my favorite is, why does my cat bother me while I'm on the phone? Well, think about this. You're home alone. No one's saying a word. No one's talking. You're talking. Who do you think your cat thinks you're talking to? Of course, it's him. I'm Warren Eckstein. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-HUG.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again. And with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your Heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How are you doing?
I am fine.
I am doing. Adam Shepherd, who has a great story about the year he lived on the run, ooh, if you will. It's not...
Not what you think, right?
Not like when I was on the run.
No. What did he do? What did he do?
All right, so let's get to a couple of things here that are of interest and import. Actually, Jennifer's going to do the television report for just a second. If you would like to move to Mars, we have the perfect way of you doing it. You may or may not
We're
be
not
aware.
There already.
No. Mm. Well, but Mars,
men are.
You know, I've been talking
women
about
live
this.
On Venus.
Here's the thing. Thank you, Jennifer, for going exactly in the direction that I wanted to go
sure.
in for just a minute or so. The influence of Mars, most people who have any understanding at all about astrology know that Mars, as the hottest planet in our solar system, affects people in mostly negative ways when it's hot. We talk about Venus.
Like men.
Well, you know, maybe that's the simple
sweaty
side of it.
Sweaty men, yes.
Mars has been in an extremely difficult place for people who are fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarians, and so the communication that has come from or been directed at them, mostly their communication, has been affected by this. Now you can say Stefan's off his rocker again.
Okay.
But I mean, okay.
I'm just agreeing.
Really?
Move along.
Yes, move along. Keep going.
Thank
Keep
you.
Talking, boss.
Anyway, so the impact that Mars has on us as a planet is really, think about all of the desires that people have to find out if there's life on Mars. We spend more time thinking about Mars in terms of, we think a lot about our moon, but that's within our space. Mars is out there, and people who are affected by Mars are out there as well. So if you know somebody in your life who is a fire sign, and they have been sort of strange.
I never realized that was a fire sign.
Right, when you're a Sag.
You are.
I'm a Sag.
Yeah.
So have I been strange? Any stranger than usual, you mean?
It affects women more than it does men.
Well, strange basically. How? What is the strange?
Strange is that your communication is either angry, or it is it's off. You're not able to communicate well or at all what you're really thinking or feeling. So I don't know, Richie, you're not the feeling guy. We don't hear a lot of feelings from you. You're not. I'm the opposite. You'll hear lots of feelings from me. You don't hear any feelings from you.
But and you know what? His lack of feelings speaks volumes, Doug.
Well, but
that means he's more sensitive. No, he's more sensitive than probably.
I have a lack of being able to display them to you.
Yeah, people who are fire signs are not good at displaying their emotions at all. In any number of ways.
Yeah, I would admit that. I'm not good at that.
Not good at it at all.
With my kids and my wife, I am. My mom.
And so they tend.
And with me that one time in Vegas.
Well, but more often than not, people.
We're not talking about that anymore.
I was not quite able to finish where I was going with that.
But I didn't have to talk. I mean,
you didn't have to. It was all in your eyes.
Hello, anybody still following my trail of thought? Or are we gone on
and
the other
wallet.
Side?
Totally gone.
And wallet.
All right, well, anyway,
I'm curious.
The point is that Aries and Leos and Sages do not express their feelings well. They are more often than not afraid of their feelings, and at a time like this when Mars is as prevalent, it often just frustrates the heck out of people. They don't say what they're thinking, so they just run away from it. They run away from their feelings, run away from all that. So I wonder, the reason I brought it up is because when it comes to Mars, this Dutch nonprofit group called Mars One is taking applications right now. You can spend $38 if you'd like, $38 for volunteers to help establish a permanent human settlement on Mars in about 10 years. So if you'd like that story, the story behind the story is at DougStefan.com.
Do you come back, or that's like permanent? You go there and you stay
I believe
there.
When you go, it's you permanent. Are gone. Yes. Mm. When you go, you're
looking
are
at
gone.
A picture of the universe, right, of the solar system right now.
Yeah.
Jupiter's huge, man.
Yeah. This is going to be Saturn. Interesting you brought that up. For those of you, again, who are onto the astrological stuff, Saturn and Venus are going to be very important this summer. So those of you who have good love relationships, probably they'll be better because both Saturn and Venus are great for love relationships. All right? Does that help you out? Give you something to look forward to?
Yippee.
If you even know where your Saturn, where your moon is, or whatever it is. But listen, that's interesting sorts of things. Stories. We love stories here on Good Day. Jennifer, have you got a 60-second update? Because I want to get Adam Shepard in here. Do we have a 60-second television?
Do we want to pay tribute to our MASH guy, or do we want to talk about the Kardashians?
The MASH guy would be more interesting than the Kardashians. But
let's talk about them both. All right. So actor Alan Arbus, who played a psychiatrist major Sidney Friedman on MASH, died Friday in Los Angeles. He was 95, so he had a great life in addition to his TV
Why are we just talking about it now? It's Wednesday.
I don't know, because they just released the news yesterday.
Yeah,
he's been dead since Friday.
Yeah, but it didn't come out till yesterday. He'd made a guest appearance on Matlock, Taxi, and most recently Curb Your Enthusiasm in 2000, and he was also a photographer, so a little tribute to him.
It was 13 years ago since he did anything.
Yeah, but he's an
Chris
iconic.
Jenner.
He's from an iconic show.
Kris Jenner is in the news, sir.
Really?
Yes. She's to blame, apparently, for Khloe Kardashian's firing on The X Factor. Sources thought that
surprised.
It was because she didn't get along with Mario Lopez, but Radar Online reports it was Khloe's mom, Kris Jenner, who had issues with Mario, saying that there was no chemistry. She would complain that he was pushy and insensitive, and she was suggesting Mario was going to be replaced by one of the other Kardashians.
I'm betting
sisters.
She's a fire sign.
She's a momager, you know. Yeah.
I want to see the reality show that's hosted by two Kardashians.
Would that be boring or what?
Talk about a turnoff. All right, 20 minutes before the hour, we meet Adam Shepard. Great story. You love good stories. You like good stories that have good ending. Good lesson, too, in this story. He's the author of a book called One Year Lived, and that's the story he's telling in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online.
Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Some inventory arrived late for our famous April sale. And that means you can still save big at Lumber Liquidator's Second Chance Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. Just arrived. Laminate and vinyl wood plank at incredibly low April sale prices. Hardwood and bamboo, all at the best deals of the year. Plus, get special financing. Second chances don't last long, and neither will these big deals. Second Chance Flooring Clearance Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cash back and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Discover Card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Team before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Adam Shepherd is a local guy. When I say local, he's from Massachusetts, North Andover, in fact. Went to Merrimack College on a basketball scholarship. Graduated with a business management degree. Also minored in Spanish, Richie. After he graduated from college, he had $25 to his name. He left, went to Charleston, South Carolina. And had, as a result of that experience, written a book called Scratch Beginnings. It's been used as the curriculum for a lot of colleges and universities with basically a quarter, what are you going to do with the rest of your life as the theme. And he's now been after what happens to everybody who goes to college, writes a book, and doesn't have a job. What do they become, Richie?
A teacher.
No.
What?
What'd you do?
Sales.
No.
Radio.
No.
Radio.
Car salesman.
No. Come on.
You want fries with that?
No.
What?
Bartender.
Oh.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Yeah, I did that too.
All right.
So anyway, straight up or on the rocks?
That's fun, man. He learned. Everybody should be a bartender for a year.
How is Adam? Welcome to Good Day, by the way, Adam. What was it like being a bartender? How did you like that gig?
Oh my gosh, it was terrible because you're so competitive with everyone around you, and so I'm just serving these. I'm serving one or two drinks every 5 minutes, and everybody else is just flipping them out. So if you're a good bartender, it's great. But if you're terrible like me, you're going to be out of work really fast.
So the tip department wasn't really good to you when you were working as a bartender.
Terrible. Listen, I was showing cleavage. I was doing everything I could, and there was nothing. Nothing was happening.
Well, listen, I haven't seen a picture of you, so I don't know whether that'd do you any good or not. I'm guessing, though, that the way you lived that year that you write about in the book, One Year Lived, you'd probably end up in, it's sort of, I'm thinking about Castaway. For some reason or other, when I first looked at this book, I thought, here's a Castaway story, except this was your choice, and Castaway wasn't. end. But you decided to take a year, as many people who got out of college did, and travel. But your idea of having a good time, not necessarily what, for example, Roberta would have spent the money that you spent in a year, probably in a week. That's just the way she is. Where she travels, she likes to spend dough. How did you do, though? You decide you're going to take a year and get in a boat and just travel, right?
Well, not exactly in a boat, but yeah, I wanted to take a year and just kind of get out there in the world, and by blending kind of this world of enrichment and service and then obviously enjoyment, I was able to stretch my $19,420.68 along the full year, and I was able to have some really, you know, really great experiences. In New Zealand, I just dumped my money all over that country, but then in you know, Central America in Southeast Asia, I was able to do a bunch of volunteer service projects, and you know, and when you're volunteering, you're paying $28 to live in a beach house, you know, $28 a week or a month to live in a beach house. So, you know, and you're making a difference in someone's life who is so much different than your own.
Yeah.
You know,
where's the bathroom in that beach house, Adam?
The bathroom is the beach.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
So, did you work in a, you had $19,428.
And six cents.
And so did you work to support yourself as you were in these countries, or is the 19 grand the whole McGilla for the whole year?
The whole McGilla for the whole year, and I floated some expenses in Australia. I was working on a cattle station. We were mustering cattle. And, Doug, mustering cattle in Australia is not like we know it in the States. In the States, no. We have horses, and we just kind of corral these nice, tame cattle. But in Australia, I was working on this 1 million-acre cattle station, and there were 18 of us on this entire 1 million-acre cattle station, 25,000 feral cattle. And, you know, there are choppers in the air and buggies and motorbikes. I mean, it was absolutely madness trying to get these cattle into the yard. And so those kind of experiences, I was at, you know, they covered my food and lodging, and so I was able to float some expenses for a couple of months. But those kind of experiences outside of the box are what really gave me a perspective that's so different than the one that I've had in my life so far.
All right, so Richie, you want to go, or you want me to?
Yeah, I just when you finished this whole year, was there like a takeaway, like a one sentence takeaway that you learned about life?
I think if we are going to be curious, we need to have the moxie and the courage to get out there and kind of harness our curiosity out in the world. We need to step outside of our comfort zones. You know, it was not easy for me to muster cattle. I do not love children, but I was volunteering with children in Honduras because I saw a need for me to be there. So I think the biggest thing for me is, and I think that's why it's so important that high school and college kids have a copy of One Year Lived. They have this book so they can understand, listen, whatever it is you want to do with your life, even if it's outside of your comfort zone, do it. Go outside of your comfort zone and do that. And that's what I learned, I think, more than anything from this trip.
Wow. See, that's the thing. How other people live, tolerance, that's the story that we have, these stories from time to time. And I think that's what I'm hearing from you. Experiences, Americans are welcome by themselves. They, and as with many other nationalities, are very helpful, very interested in other people. It seems to be part of the human DNA. And so I think that's part of what I took away from looking at One Year Lived. But the other thing is that you had the chutzpah to do this, the creativeness, whatever. Yeah. So what are you doing now, though? You're done with this. You're out. You've got a book that's going to do well because it's a good story.
Looking at his website, Doug. Adam Shepherd, author, speaker, instigator.
Yes, and bartender. I left bartender off of there. So no. I do a bunch of. I go to high school and colleges across the country, and I speak just about the idea of getting outside of your box, and you know, and just sharing the story as often as I can. I mean, that's what I do now. That's what
get
I intend to do for the next couple of years.
Get out of your comfort zone. Check out the book, Adam Shepherd. ShepherdSpeaks.com is the website. Check out the book, One Year Live. Good story, Adam. Thanks for being here.
team's going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, cornerback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
Where the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab Steve Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeted.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Reifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm giving you a personal invitation to join me Tuesday, April 30th. This is 7 p.m. It's a free lecture at the Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Now, this lecture is going to cover the top 8 diseases that afflict Americans. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%. I'm going to show you how Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease and how you can prevent it and how to reverse dementias. Let me tell you, this is going to be great. I'm going to show you how to reverse arthritis, how to reverse heart disease. I'm going to show you how to reverse high blood pressure. I'm going to show you how to support and promote maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between your vertebrae. You don't need doctors for the most part except for emergency. Emergency, you got to go to the doctor. Otherwise, come see me. Free. This is Tuesday night, April 30th, 7 p.m., Holiday Inn, Hurstbourne Parkway, Louisville, Kentucky. Tell them Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, sent you.
Okay to use that word now, Richie. It's all right. It's 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen Good Day program, one of the most pleasant parts of my week, is visiting on the air and off the air when I do with Warren Eckstein of The Pet Show. He's here with an overview of pets and what is going on with your pet. The winner of the Bulldog of the Year, the most beautiful bulldog, will have that. Plus, no matter who wins, Charlotte is the winner as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, you're going to chuckle about that. Another recall of pet food to discuss, plus pets donating blood. Can you imagine that? Stand by for info on your pets. The Wild Kingdom is here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Oof. All right, 55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. Don't forget his hugs and kisses as well. He sends hugs and kisses. Charlotte is looking at me. She's waiting for her breakfast. And
she
with
wants
her
some
breakfast
hugs and kisses.
Will be hugs and kisses. The essence of pets and our need to sort of glamorize them, we do. It's glam for everybody. You got to have a glam teenager, got to have a glam woman in her 20s, glam, glam, glam. So in this circumstance, maybe this fits. Huckleberry is the four-year-old bulldog who has been crowned this year's most beautiful bulldog. We have the picture at DougStefan.com. Huckleberry competed for the title a couple of years ago. He did not win empty pod, so to speak. And that changed when he strutted down a blue runway at Drake University in Des Moines, dressed in a beige suit as the main character from the movie Forrest Gump. 46 other dogs, he beat him. What does this do to the psychology of I'm thinking, I mean, I look at Charlotte. Charlotte really is beautiful. She has great features and isn't overstated. But in this circumstance, these dogs and the attention that's given to them, does that psychologically have an impact on them, the attention that you give to your dog and the way you give them attention?
It's a wags to riches story. The dog's going to start acting like Kim Kardashian any moment. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, it's interesting, but years ago when I was involved with showing dogs and obedience, you know, when you did bring your dogs there, they knew they were competing, and many, many dogs really enjoyed it. Lots of dogs didn't, and I said, well, if the dog doesn't enjoy that, let him chase a ball on the beach. But some dogs actually really enjoy the attention, and you know bulldogs, Doug. Bulldogs, you can't give them enough attention. If you can give them 24-7, they want 29-7, you know.
Yep.
So
yep.
I think it's a good thing, provided the dog
scratch.
Is enjoying it. Exactly. Provided
scratch.
The dog is enjoying it.
So pets are donating blood. You've vlogged on this. How does that happen? For other dogs?
It's been going, yeah, absolutely. Blood banks for dogs. It's been going on for a long time, kind of under the, no one knew about it, under the radar. But some veterinarians, actually what they'll do is they'll go to a shelter, they'll adopt an incredibly great dog, they'll keep the dog at the veterinary hospital as the veterinary hospital dog gets a lot of attention, more than probably the average dog, and they use it for blood donations. They use greyhounds for blood donations, and there are times where in certain parts of the nation, blood is rare, just like it is with people for pets. So I think it's a great idea. And sooner or later, what you're going to start seeing is actually people taking their dog to the vet to have blood taken if there's a blood shortage in their area. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with this.
Why? You think they're going to get mixed up?
No, in that they have a house dog for blood donations, which makes me think that someday they will be breeding dogs just to be blood donors.
Huh. You know, it's an interesting point. I don't think that'll happen. I think the humane community would never allow that to happen. But as long as they're using stray dogs and rescuing dogs to do it and people are donating their time.
And giving them a good life in exchange
exactly,
for it. Right?
Exactly. And same thing with cats.
With a withdrawal, a recall, Natura Pet. What do you know about them? They're dry pet foods.
Big food company, California Naturals. They make a lot of different. I don't even know what to do anymore, Doug. Every single day I'm posting on Facebook another recall for a treat, another recall for food. The bottom line is, here's my story, okay? And you know, I'm not going to brag about my website for a second, because every single thing I sell on my website, every product is made in the United States, and I think people should check their products carefully. Call the company. Find out if everything is sourced in America before they feed anything to their dog or cat.
Natura Pet products. Stay away from them, basically. That's the bottom line because of the recall on their dry pet food line. Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.